sal.
Rosh Chodesh Sivan, Tuesday the 4th of June, Rabbi Shimon Gurevich. Lom de Torah u'machzike Torah.
This week's parasha, the Torah details exactly how each keli in the Mishkan was ready for the masos, was ready for journeying. Each of the keli in the Mishkan was wrapped up in order to be transported in an individual manner. There's a difference that I noted that perhaps we can draw a lesson from. Shulchan was first covered with a beged tcheles, and then we're told that they brought the ka'oros, the kapios, the menakios, k'seis hanosech, the various klei shoros that were used to facilitate the avodas hashulchan. They were then placed on top, and a beged tlashoni was placed over them, and an or tachash. So the kelim that facilitate the shulchan were placed on top of the cover that was placed on the shulchan. So the cover went first, and then the kelim that facilitate the shulchan were placed on top of the shulchan, but with a cover in between. The mizbeach adoma, the mizbeach achitzim, we find also parsol of beged argomon. It was first covered with a beged argomon, and then after it was covered, v'nosno alav es kol kelav, machtois, mizlogois, yoim, mizrokois, kol klei mizbeach. All the kelim that were used to facilitate the avodas hamizbeach were then placed on top of the cover that was already in place, and then it was all covered with a kisui or tachash. Mizbeach hazov, the clay mizbeach hazov, were actually in a separate package, which we discussed many years ago, but they were packaged together with the mizbeach hazov. When we come to the menorah, we find as follows. V'lochu beget cheles, v'chisu es v'noyos ha'moir, v'es deriseho, v'es malkocheo, v'es machtiseo, v'es kol klei shamno. They took a beget cheles, and with the beget cheles, they wrapped the menorah together with all the vessels, the utensils that were used in order to facilitate the hadlokas ha'neiris. And this is what troubled me. With all the other klei ha'mishkon, the kleshores, the utensils that were used to facilitate the respective avodas, were put separately. There was always a mechitza, a separation between the main keli and the vessels that were used in order to facilitate the avoda of the main keli. When it comes to the menorah, the klei ha-menorah, together with the menorah, were all put in one kisui tcheles. They were packaged together. And this is why I was wondering why, what's the purpose in this, what does this come to teach us? Sorry? This week's Sefer. I found the Netziv highlights this point. And the Netziv wants to suggest the following. He wants to suggest that the Menorah, as we know, the Menorah represents Torah, Kinei Mitzvah, the Torah Oir, Haroi Tzelahachkim, if one wants wisdom, Yadrim, one turns to the south towards the Mokkim HaMenorah. The menorah represents Torah. And he says, perhaps one can suggest the menorah represents Torah, the Rav, and the Klei Shoros represent the Talmidim. This is the suggestion of the Netziv. And he says as follows. He says that the Talmidim and the Rav have to sit together, but Tzavsa Achis, in one company. As it says, you've got to be able to observe your Rebbe. And that also allows them to be meshamish their rabbi. Therefore, they're put together in one beged, under one covering, to facilitate this v'hoyu einecho roes es meirecho, to be merambas on the importance of a rab and his talmidim all keeping one company. This is the suggestion of the Netziv. I'd like to highlight another difference that we see in the package of the kelim. which perhaps requires a different explanation. The outer cover was a kisui or a tachash. This was the outer cover. Now when we come to the shulchan, although the shulchan was packed together with the utensils, which were placed on top of it with a hefsik of a beged tcheles, when the tachash was subsequently placed over the whole package, so to speak, it's written as follows. V'chisu oisoi b'michse oyotachash. So although the oyotachash effectively covered the kelim as well, the utensils as well, but the purpose of the oyotachash was kisu oisoi, to cover the shulchan. It was the shulchan and the chashivas of the shulchan that required this special kisui of an oyotachash. So it happens that the utensils happen to be there because they're on top of the shulchan. But the purpose of the oyotachash was for kisui oisoi, was to act as a cover for the shulchan. We come to the mizbeach hanachoishes, we have the same situation. The mizbeach, a cover, the kedim on top. Then we place the oyotachash, it also says, ufarsu olov. So the oitachash was there for the mizbeach. It was the chashivus of the mizbeach which necessitated the oitachash as an outer cover. By the Menorah it says as follows: V'nosnu oisa ve'eskol keileha el michse oitachash. When it comes to the Menorah, not only did the Menorah require the oitachash, it appears the kelim also required the oyer tachash. And this is another difference that one can note over here, that the oyer tachash, as far as the shulchan and the mizbeach and the chosh were concerned, the oyer tachash was there just for the main keli. When it comes to the menorah, the oyer tachash was also there for the clay hamenorah. We have to understand why. Now we already have a situation of tzafsa achas, and nevertheless we still need this oyer tachash to be mesiachis, so to speak, to the clay hamenorah as well. So there seems to be something very special about the clay hamenorah. Perhaps one can suggest as follows. Instead of saying that the menorah represents the Rav and the Kedim represent the Talmidim, perhaps one can view it differently. The menorah, as we know, represents Torah. The menorah represents Torah. The Shulchan represents Malchus, as says in Chazal, Shloisha Ksorim Heim. There were three crowns in the Mishkan. There's the crown on the Orem, the crown on the Shulchan, the crown on the Mizbeach Hazov, and we're told by Chazal that the crown on the Shulchan is Keser Malchus. Also represents Gashmias, Parnosa, Horoitza Lahashir, Yatspin. If one wants riches, one turns towards the Shulchan. The Shulchan represents Ashiris, represents Malchus. And the Mizbeach Adoma represents Avoida. The main Keli represents, as we've just said, the Shulchan, Malchus, Nashiras, the Menorah Torah, and the Mizbeach Adoma represents Avoida. The Kelim facilitate the Avoida that is done on the main Keli. So the Klei HaMenorah facilitate the Hadlokas Aneiras. So the Klei HaMenorah, so to speak, are the ones that represent those that facilitate Torah. The Klei HaShulchan represents those that facilitate Malchus. And the clay Adoma represents those that facilitate Avoida. Now, if somebody helps somebody to become a Gvir, or if somebody helps somebody to become a king, he's done something terrific, but that doesn't make him a Gvir. It doesn't make him a Melech. He's facilitated somebody else becoming a Melech. If somebody helps somebody else to do Avoida, he hasn't done Avoida. The person that he's helped has done the Avoida. He's done a good turn. He's done a gewaltige Sach. But at the end of the day, he is not the Oivid. He's not the one that's actually physically done the Avoida. Hence, the Klei HaShulchan, the Klei Mizbeach Adoma, they go separately to the main Kedi. I have the main Kedi Shulchan, which represents Malchus, represents Ashiras, a covers put on, and those that facilitate the Kedi, that allow the Kedi to do its job, go separately. And the same is with the Mizbeach Adoma. When it comes to Torah, Torah is different. If one facilitates Torah, if one helps somebody else to learn, if one allows somebody else to learn, then not only has one done a good turn, not only has one done a gewaltige mitzvah, but one actually has all the milas that the learned Torah has refer equally also to the machzik Torah. Now allow me to elaborate. The Chidah tells us there are many milas of Torah. There's the actual yediyas that the learned Torah has, he learns. He acquires the knowledge on Daf and Gemara. There's the skulas haTorah. Torah Hashem to be Meshivas Nofesh, Torah Machshar to Liyos, Tzadik, V'Yosho, Chosid V'Ne'emon. Torah does a lot for the person. There's a schar of Torah. And if we look at Sforim, at Chazal, we can see that the Machzik Torah shares equally with the Lomad Torah in all these areas, in all these facets. The Chidah writes, in the Sefer Lechem and Hashmayim, he writes as follows, HaMachzik B'Tei Talmid Chochom, Yoishe b'mechitzat Talmud Chacham v'yodeya Torosoi. If somebody's machzik a Talmud Chacham, he ultimately will sit in the same mechitza as a Talmud Chacham v'yodeya Torosoi, and ultimately he will know all the Torah that the Talmud Chacham has learned in this world. So when we speak about the yediyas haTorah, the machzik Torah will share the yediyas haTorah that the Lomad Torah has by virtue of the fact that he facilitated the limud Torah of the Lomad.
He had to have a keli to be Kabbalist.
That's he gets that by being machzik Torah. Chofetz Chaim writes in his Sefer Shem Olam, speaking about being machzik Torah. Vim oisa kein, if somebody's machzik Torah, ashrei chelkoi ubevadai lo yechsa lo chelik Torosoi, he will not lose his chelik in Torah. Ki bevadai Chelke Shom Mosham, the Yasik Shom Yedias HaTorah Halba Mitoras Yisocha. He will have and he will acquire the Yedias HaTorah that Yisocha, that the one that learned, acquired in this world. So we see with reference to Yedias HaTorah, the Yedias HaTorah will be equally shared by the Machzik Torah as by the Lomad Torah. And Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky discussed this at length in Parshas Vaseis HaBrocha, on the Pasuk, Smach Sfulim B'Seisecho, V'Yisocho Bo'yalech. In reference to the Skolas HaTorah, we find as follows. The Gemara in Brochas, Daf Yud Zayin, asks, Noshim B'Mai Zachin. Noshim B'Mai Zachin. What chusim, what merits do a woman have? And the question is, what do you mean, noshim b'may zachin? They might be missing a few mitzvahs asay that happen to be zman groma, but they've got all the other mitzvahs asay, and all the mitzvahs lois asay. What do you mean, noshim b'may zachin? Rabbi explains in Parshas Kisovoi in Level Yo, he brings down from Kadmoinim, that the question, noshim b'may zachin, is as follows. Torah, as we've said, is machshir a person. The scholars of Torah do a tremendous amount for the person. Noshim b'may zachin. Seeing as women aren't given the mitzvah of limud Torah, how do they acquire those scholars of Torah that come from limud Torah? My Zayda, the Gurvitz Chayim Levroch, used to say that noshim b'may zachin, the word zachin, doesn't come from the word zchus, merit. It comes from the word zoch, shem and zay zoch, purity. Noshim b'may zachin, how do women acquire the purity that comes from limud Torah, v'rosli yetzora, v'rosli Torah tavlin, Torah Hashem t'mimo, m'shivas nofesh? Limud Torah gives a person a zakus, a purity, a tara. Noshim b'may zachin, how do they acquire this purity? And what's the Gemara tell us? That by facilitating the limud Torah of their families, the women get the zakus of Torah, the purity of Torah. What the Torah gives a man by learning Torah, the woman, and in fact any machzik Torah, by facilitating Torah, one gets those self-same milers and schoolers of Torah. So we see there again that the milers of Torah are shared equally by the machzik Torah as by the lomad Torah. The Gemara in Sota says in Daf Kaf Aleph that not only do they get the schoolers of Torah, but yeshlem chatzi scha, they share the reward of limud Torah with their families by facilitating the limud Torah of their families. As Naim LaTorah, Rav Zalman Srotkin says, in Parshat Beis HaBrocha, Smach Zvulun V'Tzeitecho V'Yisocho Bo'Yalecho. He translates it as follows. He says the same thing in Adev Adibu, in Chedek Aleph, Simon Base. Smach Svulim B'tzeisecho, he says it as follows. Smach Svulim B'tzeisecho is referring to B'tzeisecho when he leaves this world, Smach Svulim. And Zvulun experiences tremendous simcha. He says, in this world, it's not necessarily so easy for Zvulun. He's traveling around, making parnasa. He doesn't necessarily have menuchsa nefesh. And not only that, he then shares his hard-earned money with Yisocha, with the Leim de Torah. Not always so easy. But B'tzeisecho, Lachamev Esher, when he leaves this world, and he sees the miridik eschad that he gets, as he puts it there, he gets a schad bad alfei revovas dafei gemora, he gets a schad for tens of thousands of dafim, shloi omo behem, they never worked upon, then smach zvolon, then he's happy, then he's so freedom, because he shares the schad equally with Yisocha. He carries on and says, V'Yisocha b'yalecho, Yisocha is very happy in this world, he supports, he's taken care of, he sits and learns, and not the gishmak from learning. When he leaves this world, the fact that he has to share the schar with Zvulun perhaps dampens a bit his simcha, his enthusiasm. But that's how he wants to learn pshat, smach Zvulun b'tzeisecho, by virtue of the fact that he will get the schar for all those tens of thousands of dafim that Yisocha learnt, we see that the machzik Torah shares the schar with the loymed Torah. So all the milers of Torah that the loymed Torah have are shared equally by those that facilitate his limud Torah. Be it the Dafim Gemara, the knowledge of the Dafim Gemara, be it the Schaf Limud Torah, be it the Skulas HaTorah, they're shared equally by the Limud as by the one that facilitated that Limud. And now we can understand why the Kalim, why the utensils that were used to facilitate the Avodas HaMenorah are accorded exactly the same Chashivas in this week's Parsha as the Menorah itself. There's no Hefsek Beged in between. They're put together with the menorah inside the Beged Tcheles, as opposed to by the Shulchan and the Mizbechos, because they are of equal standing. The Machzik Torah and the Leimut Torah, those kingdom that facilitated the Limut Torah of the menorah, the Avodas HaMenorah, which represents the Limut Torah, have an equal standing with the menorah. They go into the same Beged Tcheles, there's no Hefzik, and the Kisui Tachash covers not only the menorah, but is there to cover the Klei HaMenorah as well. Perhaps we can use the same idea to understand the Rashbam in Parshas Emor. In Parshas Emor, we have the Parsha of lighting the menorah. And interestingly enough, it's a virtual repeat of Parshas Tetzaveh. The beginning of Parshas Tetzaveh, Rat Tetzaveh Bnei Yisrael, V'Yikchoy Lech Shem Zayin Zoch, Kos L'moy L'hal L'Zinei Tomid, etc., etc. If you have a look in Parshas Emor, once again, by Dabba Shem Meshan Emor, Tzavetz V'nei Yisov, Yichol Lech Hashem Zayin Zoch, Kos L'moy L'hal L'Zinei Tomid. And the question is, why do we have exactly the same parasha repeated twice? And Rashi already says what he says. The Rashbam says as follows. The Rashbam says that the reason why it's repeated is as follows. Because Parshas Emor, we have the parasha of Sidur HaShulchan. It's in Parshas Emor that we discuss what exactly we had to do with the Shulchan, how to be Mesadrit, etc., etc. And V'yikchol Hashem Zayin Zoch immediately precedes the Avodas HaShulchan. Says the Rashbam, the main parasha of Adlok Saneris and parashas Tetzaveh. We repeat it over here because the Neiris were interlinked with the Shulchan. So once we discuss the Shulchan, we speak about the Neiris, Adlok Saneris as well. What was the linkage between the Neiris and the Shulchan? Explains the Rashbam as follows. Rashbam says that the Shulchan and the Menorah were one opposite the other. One was on the northern side, one was on the southern side, but they were directly opposite each other because the purpose of the Menorah was not only to light up the Heichal, it was to illuminate the Shulchan. He says the Neiris of the Menorah were all turned towards the Shulchan in order to illuminate the Shulchan. It says, Kol zeh mitikun ha-Shulchan va-Menorah ulechein nichte b'yachad in Parshas Sidur HaShulchan. We have to put Menorah together with Shulchan because of the function that Menorah had vis-a-vis the Shulchan. The Menorah was there to illuminate the Shulchan, which was Mesudah v'lechem aponim, had to be illuminated. We've got to understand. The shulchan needs illuminating. What's the idea behind the shulchan being lit up by the menorah? In fact, if you have a look at the Rashbam in Parashas Baalei, he says the same thing. Al-mul p'nei ha-menorah yiru shivas ha-neiros. He doesn't learn like Rashi that all the neiros were turned towards the central stem, which is called the menorah. He learns al-mul p'nei ha-menorah, referring to the fact that they were all turned towards the shulchan. Al-mul p'nei ha-menorah yiru shivas ha-neiros. They were all turned towards the shulchan to illuminate the shulchan. What lies behind this? I think it's the same idea. The shulchan, as we've said, represents Parnosa, represents Ashiras, and the menorah represents Torah. They put one opposite the other in the Heichal, in order that one should facilitate the other. Where the shulchan facilitates the menorah, where the shulchan allows the menorah to function, and that's the idea behind it, that's the remez behind it, we have the Ashiras, the Parnosa of the shulchan, and the Torah of the Neiras, one complementing the other, then the light of the menorah, which represents the Ohr Torah, is not only personal to the menorah. It illuminates the shulchan as well. It's shared together with the shulchan. Both the shulchan and the menorah share the illumination of the menorah. Because in truth, if somebody's machzik Torah, not only has he helped the leimud Torah to learn, but all the limud and the skulas of the limud and the schav limud are shared equally by the machzik as well. Perhaps we could turn to last week's Sedra. I'll share with you a difficulty that's troubled me and perhaps suggest a solution. The end of last week's Sedra, Pashbuch Kosai, we have the Erechin. We have the Erechin. If a person takes upon himself to give his Erech to the Beis HaMikdosh, the Torah outlines how much his Erech is, depending on the age of the person and the gender of the person. So we're told as follows. Between a month and 5 years old, if one gives the erech of that individual, if he's a male, it's 5 shkolim. If she's a female, then it's 3 shkolim. It's a ratio of 3 to 5. Between the ages of 20 and 60, a zocher is 50 shkolim, and a rekeve is 30 shkolim. There again, a ratio of 3 to 5. Between the ages of 5 and 20, a zocher is 20 shkolim, and the rekeve is 10 shkolim. No, 15 is after 60. And the rekeve is 10 shkolim. There's been some sort of change over here. It's not a ratio of 3 to 5 anymore. It's 1 to 2. In other words, the ratio of the zocher to the rekeve is weighted towards the zocher. The zocher is now, vis-à-vis the rekeve, gone up in value, comparative value. We've got to understand why. Until 5, 5, 3. After 20, 50, 30. And between 5 and 20, it's 20 for the Zocher, 10 for the Nekeva. Why the difference? And I was wondering, perhaps one can utilize the same idea. What happens when a boy turns 5 that changes his Erech? What do we find happens when a person, when a child turns 5? What? Ben Chomei Shonim LeMikro. It's at the age of 5 that a boy starts learning. And when somebody learns Torah, as the Mishnah Novice tells us, Machshal Teliyos, Tzadik, V'chosid, V'yosho, V'ne'emon, Limud Torah does something to the person. Limud Torah improves the person. Limud Torah makes somebody a Yosho, a Chosid. So we can understand now why his Erech moves upwards. He doesn't just have the regular Erech of every individual. He has an added bonus. He's a Lema Torah. He has the schoolers and the Mayavs of Torah to give a person, which a Nekeva doesn't have. Nekeva doesn't have that because Nekeva doesn't have Mitzvahs Lema Torah. So after 5, the balance changes. The Zocher has, so to speak, been elevated. So his Erech is greater than the Erech of the Nekeva.
Why does it go down again later?
Oh, that's what we're going to try and explain. What happens at the age of 20? How does this imbalance redress itself? What happens? Perhaps we could say as follows. The Gemara says in Kiddushin, Ad kaf shona HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoyishev U'metzap Elo Odom Mosa Yisa Isha. Till 20 the Ribbono Shel Olam wait to see, when are you going to get married already? In other words, the Ribbono Shel Olam expects people to be married by when? By the age of 20. 20 is the age when the Ribbono Shel Olam expects people to be married. Which means that, generally speaking, from 20 and above, we're speaking about an akeba who is now married. Once she's married, she's hopefully, if she's doing the job correctly, she's going to facilitate the Limud Torah of her family. Once she facilitates the material of her family, the same machshav taliyah is tzaddik v'yosha chosid v'ne'emon that the Zohar has, she's going to have as well. Because she gets an equal share, as we've already discussed, in all the skulis and the ma'ilas ha-Torah that the Lema Torah has. So therefore, things go back to 50-30. Okay, we've got Shavuos ahead of us, the Ibn Shem should give us all the schus to be Lema Torah, to facilitate other people's learning Torah, should be zeicha to akut ha-chodesh, and... I give out to Kiyon to the Mitzvah Shem.